on my efforts in Washington to address the coronavirus pandemic. Last Friday, Congress passed and the President signed into law the Coronavirus Aid.
My name is Everett, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shannon Greer Photography in Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Cruel and Unusual Punishment, the U.S. Prison Pandemic. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Podcasting today from the epicenter of the pandemic in the United States, New York City. Stay at home, shelter in place, maintain social distance. We now know how to stop the COVID-19 pandemic. Containment of the novel coronavirus requires we act together as a global community. But not everyone has the freedom to take these steps. The United States is the greatest jailer in the world, with over 2.3 million people in detention. In this sprawling, fragmented gulag, the coronavirus runs rampant, rips through jailed populations, and crosses prison walls with every shift change when the guards and staff enter and leave. New York City has become the epicenter of the pandemic in the United States, and Rikers Island, New York's notorious jail, is a cauldron of infection. Both prisoners and staffers describe a filthy, unsanitary jail with limited cleaning supplies, virtually no PPE, that's personal protective equipment, and cramped spaces with no way to maintain safe distance from others. The one ward equipped to handle infectious diseases is full. Recent reports indicate 180 prisoners, 114 guards, and 23 healthcare workers have tested positive for COVID-19. The actual number is undoubtedly far higher due to the egregious lack of testing almost everywhere in the United States. Dr. Ross McDonald, the top doctor at Rikers Island, called the situation there a public health disaster unfolding before our eyes. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has ordered a limited release of prisoners from Rikers, some over the age of 70, some with pre-existing conditions, two groups for whom COVID-19 is especially lethal. That still leaves close to 5,000 people in New York City's jail system, primarily on Rikers. New York's Legal Aid Society compiled COVID-19 infection rates in New York City jails with stark findings. They calculated an infection rate of 3.91%, 8 times higher than New York City and more than 9 times higher than the hard-hit Lombardy region in Italy. Tina Luong, the lead attorney in Legal Aid's criminal defense practice, said in a statement, "Stop sending people to Rikers and let these New Yorkers out immediately. Anything else is too little, too late," she said. There's one way that Rikers prisoners can access protective gear, however. The Intercept has reported they're being offered $6 per hour along with PPE if they agree to dig mass graves at New York City's public cemetery on Hart Island.
The story of Rikers is the story of all 5,000 jails and prisons and ICE detention centers around the country. The top priority is release. We must get people out of these places, particularly those with health risks for serious injury and death.
That's Dr. Homer Venters, former chief medical officer for New York City's Correctional Health Services, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour last week.
We also have to make sure that the people who are still behind bars have access today to hospital-level care when they become sick. We have to avoid the temptation to use lockdown as a public health intervention. It's not.
But a lockdown is precisely what the Federal Bureau of Prisons imposed on April 1st, confining all 176,000 federal prisoners around the country to their cells for at least 2 weeks. Then there's the immigration detention system, ICE. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detains over 39,000 people. On Monday, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus added their voice to over 3,000 medical professionals and many immigrant rights groups calling on ICE to release the vast majority of detainees.
The immigration detention centers really are vulnerable to the outbreak of a contagious disease.
That's John Sandwig, former acting director of ICE in the Obama administration, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour recently.
It's really impossible to engage in the social distancing that we're all practicing right now. So when you look at the population of ICE and who's in those detention facilities, and you recognize that really only a small percentage pose any public safety threat, when you recognize that their immigration proceedings can continue, even if they're out of custody, and when you look at the thousands of ICE officers, contract guards and employees who have to go to those facilities every day, who frankly are just as much at risk of catching COVID-19 because of their exposure to the facilities themselves, it seems just very commonsensical to me to say, let's go ahead and downsize the population of the detention centers dramatically, release these individuals.
ICE itself, without President Donald Trump's approval or any court order, has the unilateral authority to release its prisoners. The Prison Policy Initiative, known as PPI, in a comprehensive report released last week, lists the complex web of incarceration now holding 2.3 million people in the United States, 1,833 state prisons, 110 federal prisons, 1,772 juvenile correctional facilities, 3,134 local jails, 218 immigration detention facilities, 80 Indian country jails, military prisons, civil commitment centers, state psychiatric hospitals, and prisons in U.S. territories, unquote. They report that 75% of people locked up in local jails, including Rikers, are not convicted of any crime, but are simply jailed awaiting trial because they cannot afford bail. The Prison Policy Initiative also reports that 200,000 enter the system weekly and as many leave. Flattening the curve of the COVID-19 pandemic will only happen through massive collective action. President Donald Trump, all 50 state governors and local authorities need to release as many of their prisoners as possible quickly. But that will take public pressure from us all. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Abby Huber is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The New York State Association of Counties released a sobering report this week detailing the economic impact of the ongoing pandemic. According to the report, regional governments are looking at the potential loss of $2 billion in sales tax revenue. The updated report presented two scenarios based on the factors that change daily, the first with a mild recession and a quick recovery, and the second with a more severe and prolonged recession. In both scenarios, industries related to tourism, restaurants, and recreation are hit the hardest. In the mild scenario, Greene County is estimated to possibly lose $35.5 million in taxable sales and $1.4 million in sales tax, or 4.3%. Columbia County would lose $38.4 million in taxable sales, resulting in $1.5 million in sales tax revenue, or 3.6%. The severe scenario has Greene County losing $4.4 million, or 13.4% of its potential sales tax. In Columbia County, projected losses jump to $4.7 million, or nearly 11% of potential sales tax revenue. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo is now saying the estimated loss of state revenue has more than doubled since State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli estimated the loss at $4 to $7 billion 2 weeks ago. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell, April 1st, announced county buildings will remain closed to the public through April 17th. Murrell said, and I quote, "This may well wind up going through till the end of April, but at this time we are proceeding in two-week increments. This is also coinciding with the current school district closures," end quote. The county also announced Office of Emergency Management has received personal protective equipment bulk deliveries from the state. Office Director David W. Harrison, Jr. said two deliveries have been received since the weekend. The deliveries are now received at the county safety facility, and from there, county staff split up the items and deliver them to Columbia Memorial Hospital, nursing homes, health care providers, county emergency management services, fire departments, and other eligible agencies and organizations. Sheriff David Bartlett reported the county is now conducting live video arraignments in the lobby of the county public safety facility. The lobby area is large enough to allow for appropriate social distancing, and it can be wiped down after each session. Bartlett said Columbia County is the first county in the 3rd Judicial District to provide this process. You can read Murrell's daily update at ColumbiaCountyNY.com. The State Department of Environmental Conservation and Agriculture and Markets, April 2nd, announced the 7th Annual Invasive Species Awareness Week will take place June 7th through 13th. The event is an annual educational campaign focused on invasive species. During the ongoing coronavirus emergency, organizations are encouraged to plan virtual events that incorporate social distancing guidelines and provide the opportunity for residents to participate from the safety of their own homes. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "DEC encourages academic institutions, environmental organizations, municipal groups, and others to work with their local partnership for regional invasive species management to develop new programs, including virtual programs accessible online," end quote. According to the DEC press release, the goal of the event, and I quote, "is to engage citizens in activities that promote an understanding of invasive species and their negative impacts and empower people to take action to stop the spread of these invasive pests," end quote. A link to the event website and a full press release can be found at dec.ny.gov. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for the Times Union. School districts in the region will continue to provide online instruction through spring break, according to guidance from the State Education Department officials. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo last week directed schools to remain closed until April 15 due to the coronavirus epidemic. The State Education Department has since clarified that districts must continue to provide remote instruction, meals, and child care every weekday through April 14th. To receive waivers from the 180-day instructional requirement. This applies even if the school was scheduled to be on spring break during that time. While it's likely the schools will remain closed past April 15th, not all districts have notified students that spring break has been officially canceled. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m. on Sunday, with a high near 57 and a low around 37. Monday should be sunny with a high near 58 and a low around 37. And Tuesday should be partly sunny with a high near 58 and a low around 37. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said.
Now repeat.
Welcome to Eternal
I turned to an addict, I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby one day. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, came with 2 doors, yeah, that's the Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest, I'm counting the cabbage while making my lady come. Yeah. I brought a G-Wagon, that was a Brabus, that's why I be racing. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war.
I got static in my city, who fucking with me? Pull up with this 30 and this chopper, hole of 50. Man, I heard that the Mickey. That's the risk. Man, we spray his car, spray his window. She keeps sucking on my trying to get it. Well, I swear that too wet. Sticky, sticky. I kicked her right out of the front door. I'm picky, picky. Yeah. And every time she go to call my phone, I'm busy, busy. Yeah. Hello. I heard it's some niggas that's on my head. I heard it's some niggas that's on my brain. Oh my God, y'all niggas bet you'll be for y'all, I'll be dead. Yeah, yeah. Whole lot of men. Yeah, whole lot of clothes. Spread my sweat. Whole lot of emeralds. Please tuck your baguettes. Yeah, whole lot of red rubies on my neck. Boozy, it came with a tit. The brick, it came with a bit. I can teach you how to flex. The Draco, it came with a vince. The condo, it came with a pit. My she came with some nicks. Manny boy ain't believe me until I pulled up and my neck was on switch. Manny boy ain't believe me, they thought I believe in the devil like witch. Manny boy ain't believe me, a real rock star throwing water my bean.
My pretty boy cannot see me, that's why I be living my life like I'm Stevie.
Wake up Versace, my bitch, I got on that tissue, I use that change. I turned to an addict, I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby one. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, came with 2 doors, yeah, that's a Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest, I'm counting the cabbage while making my lady was the baddest. I brought a G-Wagon, that was a Brabus.
That was Baby Pluto by Lil Uzi Vert. And
I ain't so long, I do it in the Hondo Coast.
We are here to bring you 1 hour of Tracks Radio. And this is another one during this pandemic. And just a few words to make sure that you guys aren't panicking. Basically, this is one of the series of events that is that we were worried about. That is happening with, especially with our radio show, still being able to do this with the pandemic still going on. And we also have an interview with us here. And stick in for that. And we'll kick off our show after the local news and weather. Bye, guys.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. The New York State Legislature has approved a 2020-21 state budget. The Senate debate April 2nd on the budget bill lasted 2 minutes in a nearly empty chamber. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said to only a handful of people present, and I quote, "This nearly empty chamber really is surreal. You know, actually for me, it's chilling. In many ways, it's upsetting, but it's a testament to this great institution and the work that continues here," end quote. Some of the big items in the budget, a $104 million increase in funding for school aid, but foundation aid funding was held flat. That means there will be no increases to foundation aid in the 2020-21 school year. However, the most recent federal stimulus bill is providing around $1 billion to grade schools, which will help offset some of this loss. The budget allows for funding amounts to change based on the receipt of tax revenue. Medicaid spending will increase by 3% or about $500 million. There are changes to the criminal justice reform bills, including giving judges broader authority to set bail on additional crimes, such as repeat offenders, hate crimes, sex crimes, and high-level drug offenses. The prosecutors will have more time to hand over initial discovery to defense attorneys. Other big items included the legalization of e-bikes and e-scooters, mandatory 5 to 7 paid sick days for all employees, the prohibition of so-called pink tax, and a ban on flavored vaping products. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson officials April 1st announced the city will appoint a climate smart task force in partnership with Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Green Counties. The task force will first conduct an assessment of the city's actions concerning climate change before prioritizing its next steps at a meeting to be held later this month. Cornell Cooperative will provide technical expertise and administrative support for the task force. The city will work with Cornell to create a flood guide and road stream crossing management plan, which count as actions in the Climate Smart program. According to the statement, these actions are, and I quote, important to sustainability planning in the city of Hudson, especially with increasingly intense weather events and rising waters of climate change, end quote. Mayor's aide Michael Chimides will chair the task force and serve as the Climate Smart coordinator. Communities that take the Climate Smart Community Pledge commit to reducing greenhouse gas emissions while saving taxpayer dollars, increasing energy security and reliability, supporting a green innovation economy, and more. Other Columbia County communities working toward the Climate Smart certification are Ankrum, Austerlitz, Chatham, Copeg, Ghent, Hillsdale, Kinderhook, and Philmont. In Green County, Athens, Cairo, Catskill, Hunter, and Jewett are working toward certification. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union. New York State is about to miss a payment deadline and forfeit a purchase of 1.5 million N95 respirator masks, according to the firm managing the deal. Half Moon-based craft supply retailer Darn Good Yarn has relationships with suppliers in China and have access to the masks used to help protect medical personnel and others against airborne droplets from sneezes or coughs. The specialized masks are in short supply. The Chinese supplier involved in the mask deal require upfront payment. At 3 p.m. Friday, April 3rd, the company's opportunity to buy any of the masks from the Chinese supplier for approximately $4 each will end, according to Nicole So, the founder and CEO of Darn Good Yarn. It is unclear why the state has not come up with the $6 million needed over the past week. Heather Grohl, a spokeswoman for the State Office of General Services, said, and I quote, New York State takes its responsibility to produce personal protective gear extremely seriously, and is vetting all possible avenues to secure products that are viable, available, and cost-appropriate. Darn Good Yarn's offer is under consideration. Snow said the Cuomo administration committed to buying the mask a week ago and went so far as to work out the delivery details, but so far the state has failed to come up with the needed funds. Snow said the market for protective medical equipment is drying up and it will be difficult for the state to otherwise obtain the mask if this opportunity is lost. You can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Creeping away from the freezing point, temperatures start out at dawn today at 42 degrees. Leftover intermittent rain from last night continues into the afternoon today. Then at about 4 p.m., rain vacates the area and temperatures reach 51 degrees. Overnight, temperatures again reach the low 40s before a big bounce back up to 58 degrees tomorrow afternoon around 4 p.m. With moderate cloud cover and a very light breeze, it should be a very nice day outside. Sunday will be similar with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Pollen levels will be low today. However, they rise tomorrow and reach medium high levels by Sunday. The next high tides will be at 10:58 a.m. and at 12:01 a.m. The next low tides will be at 6:30 p.m. and tomorrow at 6:37 a.m. Water temperature will be 46 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:03 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:33 a.m. Looking way up, we see Comet Atlas. also known as C2019Y4, has sprung an impressive tail coming in at 3.3 million kilometers long. It has become an easy target for backyard telescopes, and tonight, the Pleiades will look like one of its stars exploded as Venus slides into the star cluster's position in the night sky. Solar wind speed is currently 391 kilometers per second at 3.6 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 12. And this has been the Better Weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, it's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Hudson, Catskill. And today, you know, we're here with DJ Popcorn and
Codeine. Shout out Live 18, 518, stand up.
And
hey, it's DJ Kansu.
DJ Fees, what's up, y'all?
So we're here to bring you our special tracks / interview show. You know, just something for you guys to listen to while you're in quarantine, because I know there's not a lot out there right now.
Right.
It's true.
So, you know, just wanted to be generous and be thoughtful of everybody who's out there and who's struggling and who's tested positive for it. So, you know, just right. Being there for everybody and just being, you know, considerate of others. So, you know.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, so, I know you guys are in a whole nother area code right now. So, how's it down there?
Yeah, what's it like out there, bro? How's the corona affecting out there?
Well, we're in a rural part of Pennsylvania, and things are quieter than they were a week and a half ago. People are staying home. Numbers are still going up. Seems to mostly be hitting nursing homes. Yeah. But how are things? We're happy to drop in with everybody in Catskill and Hudson and Acre today. Yeah. And how are things still treating y'all now? Like, y'all are in the lab together.
Yeah.
Cody, it's your first time in the radio lab, right? Practicing some social distancing here.
Yes, sir. I'm like 2.5 feet from a DJ Popcorn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a a healthy space, but we're basically like across from each other, but we're also diagonal. So if you can just picture that in your mind, mm-hmm. or if you're on Cody's at Facebook Live, then you can see how it actually looks.
Feel me? Wash your hands, everyone.
Please wash your hands before you touch anything, anybody, everyone, including yourself.
It's a fact.
This is true.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wear things over your mouth, handkerchief, scarf, whatever you got.
That type of idea is being touted. It's something I practice.
Right.
If you got to go out.
We were told in a store we went to that we looked dangerous when we came in with our handkerchiefs around our mouths. We're like, we are not dangerous. The virus is dangerous.
Yeah, worry about
we need
that.
We just need to buy some very essential supplies right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's a double edge, right, for anybody who's
right.
black. Wearing anything over your face, you can draw a different level of attention right now. But
yeah.
But
if it's a face mask, it's sort of like normal because everybody's doing it and everybody's in that same headspace where they're like, okay, I see you. You're not trying to get it. Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and then you have access to face masks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think right now is like the only time socially acceptable to walk around with a mask or a flag on. I mean, and not be looked at some type of way other than you trying to be smart.
Yeah.
Feel me?
That's true.
You know, any other time you wear a mask, you're going to probably be, like, either taken in by the cops or you'll probably be questioned on why the mask is on your face. So, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Still totally look dangerous, even in the middle of a virus pandemic. But, anyway, can't let coronavirus take up all the space because we have a great interview and conversation we had about music and life.
It's a fact.
Right? I mean, how do we feel about playing Cody's song? Cody and
I'm ready to play it.
I'm
right
down
now.
Bro, if y'all want, I'll let you know something about the song first before it's played.
Okay,
that'd be great. Awesome.
Okay, yeah, so basically my mother, she's my rock. I have a father. I'm close to my father. I love him, but we're both so much alike that we don't get along. So at a young age, I chose to move in with my mom due to a bunch of family conflicts and stuff like that. And she was always just there for me and the one person that never gave up on me and stayed by me through thick and thin, through the storm, and was my mother. And not just my mother, but my father, too, at a lot of points in my life. And, you know, I just felt like the least I could do is dedicate a song to her. And this, honestly, is, I feel 110% my most meaningful, powerful song. And, yeah, shout out my mom, bro. I love you, mama. Live on 8.
Yo.
This for you.
Okay, and we'll be back right after this quick song break. And have a nice day.
This for you, mom. I love you. Everything was rough when I was younger, depressed but filled with hunger. Mama was an addict, had some bad habits. The way my father treated me turned me to a savage. Put his hands on my mom, I swear I couldn't have it. So when she got sober, we left. Love you, mama, hope you know that you the best. And I'll never rest till I make it big and I take you out to state. I promise on your life that I'ma do great. Stay up out the streets, stop playing with snakes. Try to warn me about these kids being fake. And I ain't listen, turn my back on you when you needed me the most. Now I'm lonely, feeling like I'm a ghost. Letting you down and it's killing me slowly. Trying to stay sober but I'm sipping on these 40s. I'ma get this stuff all together and I'ma ride forever. Always making sure that you straight. Money in your purse and some food up on the plate. You told me go with God, forget about Satan. I was messing up and being impatient. Tried to do it my way and ended up in jail. Ain't let you come see me cause I felt like I failed. You win what you done, you raise a great son. Cause now I'm stepping up, I'ma make you so proud, mama. I respect your hustle and your honor, mama. How a female raise a man that's well respected, sticking to the plan. I'ma do this one for you, mama. God on my side, and that's true, mama. If they
they play with you, I'm a ride on a mama. Death before dishonor, being your first son is an honor. It's simple, I'm humbled. I had the ball and tried to run but fumbled. But you showed me perseverance is key. Never give up and show them what you meant to be. Supported my rapping, had to throw me out when you found out I was trapping. But it's okay, cause that was meant to happen. I love you, mama. I'ma do this one for you, mama. Yeah. I love you, mom. My best friend. Lavonne. Code word.
So that was Coding 518, Dear Mama. So what was your headspace when you wrote that song, you know? I just really want to know, because that was a really inspirational song for me. And I feel like not a lot of people, you know, talk about, like, people who are there for them sometimes. You know, a lot of people forget where they came from, so.
Right. No, it's a fact. My headspace. Well, to be 100% honest and not beat around the bush, I had just gotten out of jail. I was struggling, on probation, felony drug court, smoking weed, drinking, just partying, you know, being reckless, being dumb. And then one day I just, I don't know, I guess it was kind of like something bigger than me spoke to me and really put a vision in my head of like everything I've been through and how right now is the perfect opportunity to turn that around and use everything. Like, my mom, bro, she came from nothing. She went through hell and did everything for me and my brothers. So I felt like the first step of the thing I should do is pay it to my mom. And I was out of jail. So, you know, the vibe was good. Everything was good. I got back in a bad headspace, started smoking weed again. You know what I mean? Chasing some girl that didn't care. And I went back to jail. And then I got out. And now I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be more consistent, stick to it more, and connect and branch out more. So I can really get that song heard, because I want to help adolescents that are going through stuff like I went through. Addiction, trauma, group homes, or anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I know some of you guys at home can relate to. DJ Kansu, DJ Phoebs, you guys have anything?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. I think some of the things that really struck me in it was your admission of your own mistakes, as being part of how you moved through, like, showing up for your next part of life.
Right.
And I'm interested in, you do a really amazing job of catching the flow of the beat of the music. And it almost sounds like you're writing poetry or freestyle. Like, what's your actual process when you're writing?
That's crazy you said that, bro. Because honestly, actually, I didn't even say this. My mother, okay, so when I was like 8, 9 years old, I'd go to school with like a portable CD player of like I had the Tupac All Eyes on Me album, DMX is Dark, Hell is Hot, Mobb Deep, NWA, Biggie. I had everything, right? Eminem. And, I was so young in elementary school, and I knew I had experienced some of this stuff already that young that they were talking about, so I wanted to do what they were doing, but I never knew how. And my mother, she's wrote poetry ever since I was a child, and I just sat down with her one day, and I started writing poetry. So it's funny you say that, because that's how it all started, writing poetry in school, having the best poems, and then rapping and trying to remix like songs. The people I looked up to, their tracks.
For sure, bro. Kind of bring that to reality, to a point where it's like, you know, I'm not these guys, you know, I don't rap like these guys, we're not the same person, but you know, like,
for sure,
I feel what these guys feel sometimes, you know.
So. Exactly. And that's like the biggest thing for me. Like, I don't want to resemble anybody, and it kind of gets me frustrated at times, because I get compared to I'm not even gonna, you know what I mean? But I get compared to a lot of rappers, and I don't know. I kind of just, I think, and a lot of other people think too. My style, my flow, the way my wordplay, like everything is different. My style is different, and then, I mean, obviously, I'll never undercredit the rappers who were so influential on me.
Yeah.
But you know, I think they too would want my goal as an artist to be better than them, not to be like them. You know what I mean?
And then, right, like, right. To be your own niche of creativity.
And now in the rap game, it's like if you like say something similar to a person, or you you pay homage to somebody,
right?
Homage to, you know, and then like you say something that they said in a song. And then everybody's like, oh my god, he's biting his flow.
Yeah.
He's biting this. He's stealing that. It's not your flow. Put it down. Like,
yeah, nobody can even... they can't even say that about me, bro. Because my music, not to be, like, cocky, conceited...
Right.
It's just, it's different, bro. It's not like music other people are putting out. Like, I could write something, like, to a rock beat. Mm-hmm. And then I could write some...
Nice.
Just straight rhyme. You know what I mean? Yeah. Trap, whatever. I can do it. And I think... that's why music is such a big thing to me, because it's not just rap. It's rock, country, any type of music. If it's good as an artist, I think you can't be an artist unless you enjoy all good music. You know what I mean?
Or at least, I'd say at least appreciate like the development of different music, right?
I mean, I'm curious what you think makes something good across those genres. Because like, for me, what makes your music feel so... clearly authentic is you're a storyteller, and only you can tell your story, right? So if somebody's telling a true story in their music, which a lot of the artists you named, that's what they did too, who inspired you, you can't replicate somebody else's story in a good way anyway. So like, and that happens across genres. Like, you can have like music that's just the same kind of nonsense talking about it, or like go deep and tell a story.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was the question you asked? What makes music seem good to me? What makes it stand out, you said?
Yeah, what about a song, whether it's country or it's rock or it's rap, like makes you think like, oh yeah, that speaks to me?
One is what you just said, the storytelling. Like, my favorite rapper of this generation is J. Cole, because his storytelling, his lyrics, his wordplay, his rhyme scheme, everything is A1, you know what I mean? And so that's like my biggest idol in the rap game. But right there, boom, storytelling. I like people that sound different too, but storytelling for sure. I like to listen to pain, because I came from pain, but not just pain, like you're sitting there and you're sulking in it, but what you're doing to move past that pain and to persevere. So when it's songs about bouncing back, especially from like taking an L, like Meek Mill.
And leaving you know things what I mean? In the past tense and bringing things to light now.
Right,
you know.
And creativity too. I can always tell as an artist when somebody like, damn, or shoot, they really, they really had to sit down and really think, like, how long did that take? You know what I mean? That was smart. So well, definitely, actually, things I
you
watched
just about. Reminded me about Kendrick Lamar's album when you said, "Damn," actually, because that's a huge story. Telling that pulls together, it's a whole album, it's a whole concept that like is this whole animal of its own,
right.
So I think that reminds me kind of what you're talking about, not comparing anybody in terms of, but to put somebody else that's on the same level as J. Cole in terms of creativity and development like that,
for sure.
I'd say Kendrick's definitely up there.
Nah, that's a fact, bro. Kendrick is, I don't even know what to say without swearing. You know what I mean?
Yo,
Kendrick
right,
is just a problem.
Heard.
He, yeah, for sure. Like, me, I mean, of today's artists, I mean, I got some type of respect or something for all of them, because a lot of people be like, well, Lil Pump, he's garbage. And, I mean, I'm not going to say I disagree with that, but there is some type of talent there, or he wouldn't have made it famous. And that's the thing, A&R's, talent agents, everybody looks for it. They look for talent and determination. That's it.
So speaking of... yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, please.
Okay. I was going to cut off to our break. But so speaking of determination, me, Doughboy Menace, and, you know, Chef Miyagi, we created this song. You know, we
we all really were sitting at this table one day in the kitchen and we were eating, and then I dropped something, and then, you know, Dope Boy Menace came up with this, like, this fire chorus, cut, you know, this is a leak because I spilled something, and then, and then, you know, and then it just became a song. So I'm gonna let you guys listen to that for a bit before we cut out to the news, and right. have a great break, guys.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasubic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Coymantown's officials have launched a project intended to make broadband internet service available to all residents. Coymantown board member Brandon LaFerve outlined a preliminary plan to expand community access to broadband at the board's March 26 meeting. He's working with U.S. Representative Paul Tonko's office and the town grant writer on the issue. LaFerve said, and I quote, "You might assume that everyone in the town had broadband internet, or at least the option of having internet. However, a good portion of the town of Coymans is left in the dark when it comes to broadband internet," end quote. The first step in the process is to determine how widespread the problem is, and a survey has been created to collect names and information from town residents who are without service at home. The survey will be posted at the town's website, coymans.org, and on the town's Facebook page. Copies of the survey are also available at the town clerk's office. Town Supervisor George McHugh said the importance of broadband access is more important than ever, especially now with employees and students forced to work from home because of social distancing requirements during the ongoing coronavirus emergency. Read the full story at RavinaNews.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Operators of sewer treatment plants and municipal sewer systems are increasingly concerned that quarantined state residents, given the shortage of toilet paper caused by the panic buying, will flush bulkier alternatives such as paper towels and baby wipes down the drain. The result can be sewer line backups in a person's home or farther along in the system. Plus, non-flushable materials cause problems in sewer treatment plants and often have to be removed by hand. Patricia Cerro Rehill, executive director of the New York State Water Environment Association, which represents sewer treatment plant operators, said, and I quote, "It's terrible. It causes huge problems. It's a real mess," end quote. Bethlehem Public Works Commissioner George Kansas advised, and I quote, "If people run out of toilet paper and need to use another product like wipes, they should throw the wipes in the trash after use and not try to flush them," end quote. Sierra Rehill said, despite claims to the contrary, wipes are not flushable. The products are often made with cotton or synthetic fibers, while toilet paper is only paper. Sierra Rehill said toilets should be for bodily waste and toilet paper, nothing else. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Nursing Department of Columbia Green Community College has donated cases of personal protective equipment to Columbia Memorial Health. The gowns and masks were given to the hospital as part of the ongoing effort to supply frontline staff with the items that have fallen into short supply as the COVID-19 pandemic escalates. Don Wrigley, professor of nursing and department chairwoman at the college, said, and I quote, "We packed up everything we could in our lab and filled a truck with boxes," end quote. She said the hospital group has been, and I quote, "an extraordinary supporter of Columbia Green's nursing program, and we will do anything we can to help them," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. Local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
This is a leak drip drip. 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 Be rocking fatigue drip drip. I wet up my sleeve drip drip. 400 degrees drip drip. There's nothing to me drip drip. This is a leak 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 drip drip. Be rocking fatigue drip drip. I wet up my sleeve drip drip. 400 degrees drip drip. There's nothing to me drip.
Paddock Philippe and I'm swimming, she drip. But I open her layers, I'm eating my dinner. I got the gold, she give me the top. I run to the sack because I cannot stop. I'm getting these bands that come to the top. She doing flips, but there's no flat. I'm shooting the 30, man, I can be stopped. Getting this money till my body drop. Like I'm the baby, this shit's a bop. I come with a knife and ain't talking my chop. Spinning your butt because I am on top. Fully loaded 30, it came with a mop. We spinning your block. We spinning your block. We spinning your block. We spinning your block.
I need a move.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio.
She know how to rock. She playing my flute.
And before we start the next portion of the this interview / tracks radio show, there's some stuff that we haven't played yet on here, and there's some songs that like we've been really like saving for like the right moment. And I think today we have some songs that we really like wanted to share with you guys, you know. So, I have songs on here, queued up from Dope Boy Menace, and myself, that is, too. So, you know, I mean, there's just some stuff that we haven't, like, some of us didn't want our stuff played on here, or we didn't want to, like, take some stuff that wasn't clean and put it on here. So, you know, there's just songs that, like, haven't been actually played on here yet, so I just wanted to just share that with you guys. So whatever I play on here that's like that you haven't heard yet, just expect it. It's not necessarily super duper new, you know, it just it's here. So I want to reintroduce myself. If you just got on, it's DJ Popcorn.
And I'm Codeine. Shout out 518 Live 18, stand up.
And
hey, it's DJ Kansu.
DJ Phoebs. Yeah. Hey, y'all.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, so.
Man, it's a
I
lot
was just
of
talking
DJs.
Talking about how, if, you know, they haven't heard some of our stuff yet, and, like, there hasn't been some stuff that they haven't heard, so, you know. Mm-hmm. And don't worry, we've got a lot of heat put away for you guys, so, you know, just
I got some stuff in the freezer too.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just in the garage. Well, and we're always doing radio edits of music. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If anybody has any interest in that, there's always the option of communicating with the radio program at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That's ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. If anybody's interested in, you know, jumping on the radio, figure out Skype calls, but just to, you know, have everybody get involved and have more music,
More inspiration, keep it local, keep it connected, finding the music that's impactful. That's why we got Codeine 518 on the show today.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, all right, what you got for us, DJ Popcorn? What's in the queue?
So, real quick, I might play a quick snippet of one of my new songs soon to drop.
That one?
No.
That was hard, though. That was hard.
Yeah. I'm just gonna...
She all on my phone, this chick is the worst. Seen all the moves, her feelings is hurt. Told me she's stressed, she off her...
Okay, that's all I'm gonna let you guys hear for now.
Respect.
But, you know.
Yo, just gonna drop just a little snippet. Like alright, alright.
Okay. Yeah, that's how it be. That's,
right,
that's how you gotta do it.
I'm gonna leave it like that for now.
Leave the people wanting. It's how you keep them interested, right?
Nah, that was fire. That was hard. Yeah. I was starting to, get going to it.
Well, I got a question. So that version was recorded on broadcast using this tool on our radio system, right?
Yeah.
DJ Pop.
The actual version is done and finished on Pro Tools. I can officially say that it's done. In dropping, I plan to drop it soon. Not super duper soon, but soon enough to where you'll get it in time. I figure you'll still be in quarantine while listening to this.
Real.
But I wanted to ask, last week and some weeks before, we talked to DJ Popcorn, a.k.a. Lil Phone Posit, about his recording on broadcast using this tool and Pro Tools. Codeine, can we ask you about what technology you're used to using or familiar with in terms of your recording? What did you record Dear Mama on?
It's funny you ask that, bro. Another funny question. So, honestly, I'm just going to keep it real. I've been in group homes, placement, and, like, just institutions and jail so much that I haven't really messed with equipment that much. So, my sister, shout out Statty Love, Hudson, New York.
We know.
You know Statty?
I know that. Yeah. I feel like I know that name. Yes. She's an artist.
Yeah,
right?
Statty, an artist. Shout out Statty. I love you, sis.
She used to work here.
Yeah, so when I had gotten out, like, I've recorded over the years, but, you know, I was just so busy trying to make up on lost time that I wasn't being consistent. So Statty was the first person that really, like, saw my talent and what could come from it. And she brought me under her, and we started recording. And just, I was going through, putting tracks down in like 5-10 minutes. And she was engineering, recording, producing all of it for me. And I learned how to, I learned some stuff, but I was mainly just in there putting bars down and writing lyrics. But I did pick up on running her equipment a little bit. I won't even hold you. I don't know what it's called.
But that's awesome that you had the support to be able to start doing that.
Like, good to know the name, the people behind the production. It's sometimes lost in talking about music, right? So it's cool to hear who you're collaborating with, how that comes together, because it takes a community to make this happen.
Right.
And so, speaking of bars, we've got our boy Dope Boy Menace, who also works here, a.k.a. DJ Walter White, who was just on the last song with me, and the last song before that. So, we've got a lot of songs that we've done together in the vault that haven't been released. So here's one, not that's unreleased, but, maybe something that you may have already heard. But it's called Trap Vibes by Dope Boy Menace. Hope you guys enjoy.
Right, fiends looking suspicious. The drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man. The trap don't stop. These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. These drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man. The trap don't stop.
When you blessed with a talent, they either gonna love or hate you. Might as well shine, cause it's gonna still shade you. OGs align you and young fade you, and they ain't even barbers. This shit is getting harder in these streets where I'm from. Barely know their father. Most of them being raised